Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a simple air horn sample and turn it into a jungle-flavored transition hit in Ableton Live 12. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, but the result can sound seriously energetic when you place it right. An air horn in drum and bass is not just a goofy sound effect. Used well, it can act like a riser accent, a hype marker before the drop, or a quick call-and-response moment in the arrangement. The big goal here is to make it feel like it belongs in the groove, not like it was dropped on top as an afterthought. Let's start by setting the foundation. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic drum and bass and jungle tempo, and it gives everything that fast, urgent movement. For editing, switch your grid to 1/16 and make sure snap is on. That will help keep your timing clean. If you want to hear the phrase clearly while you work, set up a simple two-bar loop in arrangement view. Now load your air horn sample. You can use a vocal horn, a brass stab, a rave-style horn, or even a synthetic sample from a pack. Drag it into an audio track first if you want to hear it quickly. If the sample is too long, crop it down so the main hit is short and punchy. You want the attack to be clear right away. In fast music like this, the front of the sound matters a lot. If you want more control, put the sample into simpler. In simpler, use classic mode, set it to one shot, and set voices to 1. Adjust the start position so the horn begins immediately, and keep fade very short or off. That makes the horn behave like a solid hit, which is exactly what we want for a tight arrangement. If you prefer to keep it as an audio clip, turn warp on. For a tonal horn, Complex Pro is often a safe choice, because it keeps the sample sounding clean. If the sound is short and more percussive, Beats Mode can work too. The main idea is to keep the hit stable and sharp. Now for the fun part. The jungle swing feel. This is where the sound starts to breathe. Jungle swing usually feels like it leans slightly off the grid, with some hits landing a little late and others creating a skippy, bouncing rhythm. You don't want it to feel sloppy. You want it to feel like it's dancing. One way to do this is manually. Place your first horn right on the beat, then put the second hit slightly late. Add a third hit either a little earlier or on a syncopated offbeat. For example, you could have a hit on bar 1 beat 1. Another on bar 1 beat 3, a quick anticipatory hit on bar 2 beat 2, and then a final hit on bar 2 beat 4. That gives you a phrase that feels alive and a little unpredictable, which is perfect for jungle energy. You can also use Ableton's groove pool. Try a groove like MPC 16 swing and drag it onto the horn clip. Start gently, maybe with timing around 10 to 20%. Keep random very low, around 0 to 5%, and velocity small or even zero if you just want timing movement. The goal is subtle motion, not a wobbly horn that feels drunk. Let the swing add character, but keep the drums as the main driving force. Next, shape the sound with EQ8. Air horns can get harsh fast, especially in a dense drum and bass mix. Start by high-passing around 120 to 180 Hz to remove unnecessary low end. If the horn sounds piercing, reduce a bit around 2.5 to 5k Hz. If it feels boxy, cut some low mids around 500 to 900 Hz. And if it needs a little more edge, a small boost around 1.5 to 2k Hz can help it cut through. You're basically making space so the kick and sub can do their job while the horn sits above them. After EQ, add saturator to give the horn some attitude. A little drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB, can make it feel more present and less like a clean sample. Turn on soft clip if you want a smoother response, or try analog clip for a rougher edge. Saturation helps the horn speak better in a loud mix, and it also gives it that slightly ravey, finished feel. If you want the horn to work like a riser or transition accent, add auto filter next. Put it after saturator, then choose either a low pass filter for a rising tension effect or a band pass filter if you want something more narrow and dramatic. Automate the cutoff so it opens over one or two bars. You could start somewhere low, around 300 to 800 Hz, and rise toward 8 to 12k Hz. A little resonance can add excitement, but don't overdo it. This is the part that makes the horn feel like it's building toward the drop instead of just stopping in place. Now let's give it some space. A little reverb can make the horn feel bigger and more musical, but you want to be careful. Try a decay between 1.2 and 2.5 seconds, with a short pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. If you're inserting it directly, keep the dry slash wet low. If possible, use a send instead, because that gives you more control. Then add delay or echo for rhythm. A dotted 1/8 or 1/4 delay with low feedback can give the horn a nice tail that bounces into the break. Again, keep it controlled. In drum and bass, too much space can blur the punch. Now think about where the horn actually lies in the arrangement. This is really important. Don't just drop it anywhere. Put it in relation to the drums. Good spots include right after a snare fill, on the last beat of a phrase, before a bass drop, or as a call and response with chopped breaks. If the drums are busy, place the horn in one of the gaps. Let it answer the drums instead of competing with them. A simple two-bar transition idea could go like this. In bar 1, hit the horn on beat 1, then again on beat 3 with a little swing. Let a delay tail hang briefly on beat 4 and, in bar 2, bring in another horn hit on beat 2 with the filter opening up, then a final hit on beat 4, slightly louder. After that, cut the sound off or pull the reverb down so the drop can land cleanly. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. If you want even more control, use utility at the end of the chain. Utility is great for balancing gain and stereo width. Pull the gain up or down until the horn sits well in the mix without overpowering the drums. For width, keep it narrow or even mono if you want it to feel punchy and focused. If you want a more cinematic lift, widen it a little. In darker drum and bass, a narrower horn often sounds heavier and more direct. Once you've got the basic chain working, you can make it more creative. You could duplicate the horn clip and make a second version that's shorter, brighter, wetter, or slightly delayed. That way the phrase evolves over time without needing a brand new sample. You can also pitch the horn down a semitone or two for a more menacing vibe, or layer it with a dark stab, a noisy synth hit, or a filtered crash for extra impact. Just remember, subtle layers can add weight, but too many layers can turn the part into clutter. A good teacher style reminder here. Think in phrases, not single hits. The best horn moments usually act like a short musical sentence. They answer the drums or the bass, and they help define the section of the track. Also, always test the sound in context. Solo can trick you. What sounds amazing alone might be too harsh, too long, or too loud once the kick, snare, break, and bass are all playing together. Leave headroom and keep the transient readable. A great practice exercise is to build a 4-bar horn transition at 174 BPM. In bar 1, create a 2-hit phrase. In bar 2, duplicate it with a little timing variation, more filter opening, and a touch more saturation. In bar 3, bring in more reverb and delay automation. Then in bar 4, cut the horn short and let the drop hit clean. Try a clean version, a darker distorted version, and a wider echo-heavy version, and see which one supports the arrangement best. So to recap, set your project to 174 BPM, load your air horn, tighten it with simpler or warp settings, add light swing and manual tuning offsets, shade it with EQ8 and saturator, automate auto-filter for tension, and use reverb and delay carefully for space. Most importantly, place the horn as part of the groove. When it feels rhythmically locked into the jungle flow, it stops being a random effect and becomes a real transition tool. Alright, that's the lesson. Next time, try building your own two-bar horn phrase and see how hard you can make it hit without losing the swing.